Listening Library presents Life According to Og the Frog by Betty G. Burney. Read for you by John H. Mayer. Chapter 1. My Leap into Room 26. It's right there in the tall grass ahead of me. Just about the juiciest tidbit I've ever seen. Nice and chubby with spiky legs and wiggly antennae. A real dream of a cricket. Now, all I have to do is grab it with my great long tongue and flick it back into my mouth and yum! The time is right. Squeak! 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 Boing! There's no cricket in sight. Not even any tall grass. I guess it was just a daydream. Instead of the swamp, I'm in my tank in room 26 of Longfellow's school, and that furry guy in the cage next door is at it again. Squeak, squeak, squeak. I haven't been here long, but so far that's all he says in his high-pitched little squeal. I've never seen anyone in the swamp like him. He's hairy, with beady little eyes and big whiskers, kind of like a mouse with a short tail, but chubbier. His fur is an odd shade of yellowish brown. Is that natural? And then there's the constant high-pitched squeaking. I think he's a little bit wacky. My skin feels dry, so I plop myself into the large bowl of water.